Welcome, fellow confidence crusaders, neuro nerds, and success equalizers. This is your podcast, Real Confidence. I'm your host, Alyssa DeVere, and I'll be sharing a bit of basic brain science, some surprising social secrets, and a touch of tough love. Why? Because I believe confidence is everyone's fundamental right and choice. So let's get to it.
Guilt is quite a tool. If you have a Jewish or Italian mother, I'm sure there's other cultures. Boy, do they take advantage of guilt, right? If you keep eating that dessert, you'll never get a husband. Or you could have been a doctor, right? How about, this is one that I've gotten from my mom. I didn't know your phone was broken. You know, you could call me once in a while. My answer to that was, well, I guess your phone is broken too then. But, you know, sometimes guilt can be good. It can be a motivator. It can really kind of get you from a place of, I really need to do something. But it can also be the opposite. It can make you feel less than, worthless, right? So let's talk about guilt for a little bit. And yeah, it's a very powerful emotion, or actually, I'm going to reposition that as a reaction to one of the confidence fears. And confidence fears, for those of you who are new to the podcast, I talk about these a lot. These are the fears that trigger in our head this question of our confidence, which is the fear of failure, the fear of regret, and the fear of rejection. Now, they're all very connected, in some ways even synonymous, but guilt really hits hard on that fear of regret, that we did or didn't do something that we really could have, should have, wanted to. So when we don't do that thing, or we do that thing that we regret, that we go, dang, I could have had a V8, we have a choice. Surprise, surprise. Confidence is a choice, but so is guilt. Guilt is a choice. We can use it to motivate. Like I said earlier, we can kind of go, all right, let's do something differently next time. Let's fix this situation. Let's get off our butt and stop feeling badly. But the other side of that choice is to wallow in it, right? Is to wallow in it. It's the opposite. Or we can simply just discard it. Now, some people, I'm not one of them, can take that guilt and be like, whatever, just put it aside, compartmentalize it. But I'm not like that. I can't do that. I'm one of those people that has to process the emotion to feel better about it. But I do have friends. I have a lot of friends, and a lot of them happen to be male for that reason, is that they can take something like a guilty situation where they're feeling badly about it and just be like, yeah, wasn't my best moment. Put it away, tuck it away, not process it, and just move on. But for the rest of us who are, I don't know, maybe just need to really unpack that, need to resolve it, can't just tuck it away, throw it out, let it roll off our back, I want to really continue this conversation, this podcast dialogue, at least, or I should say monologue, with really understanding that guilt isn't necessarily our enemy, because it's another one of those signals that I talk about. It's a signal that your brain is saying, hey, girlfriend, hey, pay attention. And I said, girlfriend, whoever you are, girlfriend, boyfriend, it is a signal that something's not right. It could be something trivial. It could be, I did this recently. I went to a restaurant, I left a tip. And then like, as I was driving away, I was recalculating and go, oh, I should have left more money. Right? I was a little guilty. What did I do? I turned around, went back, gave more money to the waitress. So, you know, it can be anything that causes you to say, wait, time out. You did something that didn't feel right. Now, that feeling of not right is very clearly a violation of your own values. It's something that you feel is important. That's something that you want or you need that you see value in. So maybe the value I felt that day when I didn't tip enough is, boy, if I was a waitress or a wait staff person, I would be upset. And I don't want people to be upset of something like that. An extra dollar or two is not going to impact my lifestyle, but it may make that person feel better. And the fact that I went back, I think just was showed some respect for that person. So needless to say, it could be something as, shall I say, trivial, even trivial, like you never go and want to buy something and then you don't and you ruminate like, I really should go back and get it and blah, 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 right? So if it's something you really value, you need or want, and you don't respect that, as trivial as my examples here, or as significant as I should have been a doctor, or boy, I haven't talked to that cousin in 20 years. Anything that's triggering that guilt feeling is a signal that you have violated your own values, needs, and wants. Let that sit with you for a minute. How about those days that you go, boy, I wasted all that time on Instagram, or I'm not managing my time well, or whatever it might be? You can really look at that as, if I'm feeling guilty, it's because I'm doing something that's not aligned with what I value, need, or want. Simple in concept, right? So what I would like to do is take a quick sponsor break, and I want to come back and really talk through, when you feel that guilt, that signal, what are your options? What can you do to resolve it so that it's not lingering in your brain, rattling around, taking extra energy and cognitive cycle? So we'll be right back. Want to level up your confidence, your career, maybe even your coaching? Well, then head over to AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com. E-classes are there, as well as our coaching certification program, and you don't need any coaching experience to do it. However, if you are an experienced coach, you can get ICF and SHRM continuing credit. It's fast and easy. If you work in an organization, consider bringing in a kick-ass keynote or a uniquely engaging workshop. We also have team learning programs, and they all apply to both your personal and professional life, which makes them really special. They're great for ERGs, the leaders, the member programming, or really any type of professional learning and development in your organization. So give us a holler at www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com. Thanks for coming back and hearing how we can kibosh all that guilt, or at least some of it, I would say. I think guilt is such a powerful weapon in so many cases that people, not just mothers, of course, but lots and lots of people, salespeople especially, like to create it for us, even if it doesn't exist, right? I've gone through lots of sales methodologies and trainings and, you know, creating the pain for people. For those of you who've been through some of the similar trainings, creating pain for people is a way of making them feel guilty. It's terrible if you think about it, right? It's really horrible. But that latent pain that they didn't even know they had, and you're creating that, oh my God, I really need this and want this. You know, it's guilt. It's guilt. It's not great. But again, let's look at guilt as an opportunity. Let's look at it as an opportunity for ourselves. When we're feeling guilty about something, again, it is a signal that we have violated our own values, needs, and wants, something that's important to us. And again, that could be something that we did or didn't do, said or didn't say. And subsequently, our brain is making us revisit and say, hey, this is why that wasn't cool. It wasn't cool. So we have some pretty, I would say, relatively obvious options. But the key here is to recognize that feeling, that signal, and make a decision to choose what you're going to do. Now, of course, one of your choices, as I said earlier, is to just ignore it, let it go away. It's too bad. It's history, whatever. And if you can do that, if you choose to do that, rock on. Awesome. But for those, again, like myself, who really aren't particularly good at doing that, letting it roll off the back or compartmentalize it, we have some other options. So one of them is we can choose to say, that wasn't my best. I don't want to do that again. In the future, I'm going to do something differently. I'm going to choose to respect my values, needs, and wants so that I don't repeat the performance. And it could be anything. It could be, you know, I regret the way I presented. I regret the way that I got defensive in a pitch. It could be, I regret spending all that money on X or wasting all that time on Y, right? So any of those things, particularly if they weren't terribly, shall we say, destructive, that they are just like, all right, that just sucked. I'll move on, but I'm going to do it differently next time. You know, to really consider, what could you do? How could you do it next time? How can you recognize when it's happening again? So use it as a learning moment for yourself, of course. Now, I know sometimes that's easier said than done, but if you're making that conscious decision to say, what I just did really wasn't my best, and I'm going to really work hard to do it better next time, that's a really big step in the right direction. So that's option number one. Now, option number two may sound so obvious when I say it, but rather than just plan for the future, what can you do now to fix it? And there's always options. I don't care if it's a presentation that's already been done or something that you were unable to complete, a degree, whatever it is, you have options. And so is there a way that you can fix whatever it was that you did or didn't do in the way that you were hoping to or you would want to? And in that moment of taking back your power, your control to choose what you want to do, you're basically saying to your brain, to that guilt, I hear you. I recognize that that is not the way I wanted things to go. And I am choosing how I want them to go from here. That's what confident people do. So, figuring out that next step, very important. Now, part of that can also be, is there a particular person or type of person that often makes you feel guilty? And in that, I want to invite you to think about something that maybe that person or that situation has a pattern, has a reason why they're doing that to you, that they're making you feel guilty. First of all, are you enabling them by reacting in a guilty way, kind of like a bully? Not kind of, like a bully. But also that person who's creating the guilt for you probably is offloading some of their own. Again, typical bully behavior, right? I should have, could have, would have. And subsequently, I feel badly about myself, but I'm going to make you feel badly because then we're both in the same boat, the guilty boat. So when somebody does that to you, or you allow somebody to make you feel guilty, maybe take a step back and also make the choice that you're not going to react, that you're not going to be defensive, and maybe even acknowledge to that person, you know, you're right, I wasn't my best then, but I'm really working hard to correct it. So thank you for pointing that out. And even if it's your mother, and even if it's a dessert that she's harping on, you can say, you know what, Mom? I love this dessert. And I am working hard on my weight, but I appreciate you letting me know, and I will take it from here. Whatever. Stand up, make the choice. All right, my friends. Hope it's giving you good food for thought, dessert and all that. And thanks for joining me again here on Real Confidence. Before we totally wrap up, I want to let you know that full transcripts and show notes for this and other Real Confidence episodes can be found on www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com/podcast. I also want to remind you once again that the best way to get confidence is to give it to others, and you can do it just by liking and sharing this episode on your preferred podcast and social media channels. You can even give me some confidence by noting topics you'd like me to consider for the future. So for now, this is Alyssa DeVere. Thank you for helping to bring more confidence to the world. Master editing done by Ben Weinstein, with original music performed and composed by Jeff Mitchell. Real Confidence is a production of American Confidence Institute. All rights reserved.